Yeah, it was spirited. It had a high tempo. Yeah. And it was an hour long today. Just maybe a thought on practice.
You know what? We got out there, and I won't say I lost track of time because I knew how long we were going. It was under an hour, but the pace was really good. I will caution you this. Normally, I should just leave it at that. But when you practice in low ceiling buildings, all right, you always feel like you're going faster than you are.
Okay.
No, and from our point, I love practicing at the Iceplex. The ice is outstanding. It's a little bit chilly, I'm not going to lie about that, but when you get out there, it feels like you're flying. So in these smaller buildings, so psychologically, though, that can be a real good thing. The guys were saying, one of the new guys said, man, we're flying out here today. It's a small building, low roof.
Hopefully carry over into the game then tomorrow, obviously?
Well, we really like, I went back and watched the video, and I can tell you it's almost always, for me, never as good and never as bad when you watch the video. And it was better than I thought. And I had a pretty high opinion of that game. Our compete level from the start was just fantastic, but our execution was pretty good because they played a pretty good game. So I'm talking about like some of the ways we broke the puck out, hit the weak side D a lot. It was on the tape. There was a lot of good in that game. So, yeah, we had a good jump out there, but we've been practicing like that for a while. I've been really happy with our intensity in practice. And that's the challenge, right? How do you get good practices and not keep them on the ice too long so that you got that good jump?
Probably ask you this every day this week, but for an update on both Ladd and Little.
So Laddie's fine, and Little is where he's supposed to be. He's healing, but we're not testing him every day. You know, it's just there's going to be a block of time here, and when he feels good, he'll be out there. Laddie's fine.
Little's not a player anymore?
No.
Yeah,
he's getting closer. So now what we got to do is lean on him a little bit. You got a little bit of that in practice. We got to get through a couple of practices that, and he's got to come in and tell Robbie he feels good.
Well, you just talked about the Nashville game and how it was better than you even thought it was. Is there a little part of the psyche or confidence in this group that even for you, you kind of have to say to yourselves with the 16 to go, you know, we're better than maybe even we thought we were, and we really do belong?
I think there's a confidence in them, and it comes from, it's not almost winning the games, and it's not even necessarily how well you play. It's kind of like a new car trying to figure out how fast you can make it go. Like, how hard can we work? We were wound up for that game, and that might have been as good a game this year for me. I'm not talking about the result or anything like that, but watching the individual strides, each guy, the quality of the battle. When you're going through the game and they've got the camera and they switch angles to it, it's just focused on the corner. That means the puck's not moving a lot in your end. And there was a lot of big, heavy battles. They're a hard team, and they're desperate. It's really, the fight was great, really good.
Jacob Truby increased his minutes again in that game. Do you have any problem with a second-year guy taking on as big a role as he has? Or?
A little bit. Like I think, so I'm only going by the time that I spent here. I think he played around 24 last year. That's what he will do. So we're training him for that. He's going to play, and like most players, but certainly young players, they make a mistake, they're going back out. And he, like the rest of the team last game, they brought their games. You know, he was ready to go right off the start. They had some good jump. He brought it through the neutral zone, threw some pretty heavy hits down there. He was strong. I think they should. If they're physically able to do it, you need to. Those guys play better in more minutes they play.
You got to go the stretch maybe right to the end without Bufflin. I don't know. You know, we don't know when.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So can you put that weight on Jacob Trubik? Can he be a player that helps you get in?
Oh, he has to be.
Yeah.
He absolutely has to be. He and the two center icemen are with Brian out there. There's no hiding in those positions. You're in the top 4D in the 1-2 center hole. You're playing against the other team's best all night long.
To what Ken said earlier, could Matt Halaschuk be an option on this road trip?
Yeah, possibly. I think he could be. If he can get through 2 or 3 days of good hard battling and feel strong, it's possible.
Does he have any experience at center? I know he was just plugging.
I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't put him in the middle.
What's your assessment of Drew Stafford through 10 games here?
He's played his best hockey in the biggest of the games. So they're all big, I understand that. But I thought he, along with the rest of the team, was good. He's a lot stronger on the puck than not that we expected. Our game is, he's the ability to be strong on the puck, and we've seen it. So the goal is fine. But in the the empty netter that he put in, he started as the low forward, and he didn't rim the puck. 75% of the guys in the league would have. He ate it, held it, tried to make a play, it came back to him, made a play, came up the ice, and Brian. And so his strength on the puck is something that I don't know, I just, you don't spend enough time watching players. Really pleased with that.
What's the difference in preparation from Nashville to St. Louis, the two top teams in your division here?
So similar in terms of how hard they're going to play. Nashville and St. Louis run completely different neutral zone defense systems, so how you move the puck up the ice is different. But similar, and they've got size and they've got strength and they play real hard. So they're a really structured team. And you got to match that. You got to match that speed and quickness. I think maybe a little different in terms of their forwards. Nashville's got some really skilled forwards, but these guys have three lines, and most of these guys have real good offensive skills. It's very important. You don't give them any room to play on.
You said the other night you didn't have any doubt you were going back with Hutchinson on Saturday. Does that apply for tomorrow's game as well? Or?
Yeah, I got a schedule in my head. That one more for Hutch going back is when you pull a goaltender, the assumption's made that he wasn't very good. And I wasn't pulling him on that. So I got confidence in both guys. Our schedule's right. He's playing well. I got a place. I think I've got to get Andre back in. And when he does, expect him to play really well.